It's Excellent Educators Day on MyFM. I'm joined by Jessica Belanger, an elementary music school teacher with the Renfrew County Catholic District School Board. Thanks for taking the time to join me today, Jessica. So for anybody who doesn't know you, what can you tell me about yourself?
Well, I am a Renfrew native. I was born and raised here, and I was always very involved in music in the community. I grew up taking lessons from Sister Joan Pecor, who many in the area will remember as a music educator and a choir director here in town. I was probably, I would say, inspired mostly by her to continue on in education after I got my music degree, and went away to Nipissing University, got a degree in education, and then moved back to the area when I was hired as a music educator for the board in 2009. I also run the Renfrew Children's and Youth Chorus, which was the choir that Sister Joan started back in 1989, and we're still trying to keep that going. It's been a bit of a tough slog with the pandemic, of course. We haven't been able to rehearse in person since last March. But I guess those would be the two main things people in town might know me for, is music teaching and the choir.
And I know you said that's kind of how you are, what inspired you to get involved. How did you first get involved in teaching and working with students?
My mother was a teacher as well, so I kind of have a family background in it. I spent many a weekend and after school evening in her classroom helping her with tasks. I also was really fortunate in my years between degrees. I was hired one summer at the Renfrew Public Library, and I got to work with the fabulous children's librarian Susan here in town to run the summer reading program. So that was kind of my first foray into designing programs and finding activities and things that children would be excited to actually come in on their summer vacation and do. And I really loved that job. So it kind of even secured more in my mind that I wanted to work with young children and be a teacher.
What do you get out of the experience working with youth in our area and community?
Honestly, Rudy, there is nothing more rewarding than being a teacher. And if you haven't experienced it, it's really hard to explain. But watching students sort of have that light bulb go off and have them get it and then just be so proud of themselves is enough to fuel my tank for days and days and days. In music, I get to see how hard they have to persevere to learn an instrument or, you know, memorize a piece of music or something. And I get to see their confidence grow as they become better at it. And then just the ability to walk in front of a stage and have people listen to you and have that confidence and drive to go and do it again and again. Even if you give a bad performance, to be able to have the resilience to just shrug it off and come back the next day. I think it's really amazing to see my music students develop that over the years.
Yeah, it's really got to be truly amazing seeing that development and just the growth in all these the young people in the community and in the area. So I guess obviously it's not an easy job. What are some of the biggest challenges for you that you faced throughout your career?
I'd say it's a very mentally fatiguing position. I love teaching and I love children, but you have to be on all the time. Like, I have a very active job. There is very, very little sitting down I get to do in a day. Teaching elementary music, I'm singing several songs, playing several instruments, dancing, or basically leading an aerobics class at some parts in front of my children, all in one 40-minute lesson. And then if you are coming in with baggage from home, you're tired or sad that day, you just kind of have to learn how to check out and be there for your students and give them your best self when they're in front of you. And then because I also teach a huge age range of kids, I have to be able to switch gears really quickly, because what I can do and the personality I can have for four-year-olds who are unafraid of anything and willing to do any kind of musical task I ask them to do is very different from what I'm experiencing when I'm teaching 14 and 15-year-old kids who are shy, nervous to take risks in front of their peers, and I have to be a very different kind of teacher for those large age ranges.
What are some of your most or biggest accomplishments that you're most proud of?
Oh my gosh, I would say the accomplishment I'm most proud of is that I was hired in 2009 to sort of spearhead this elementary music specialist program. It was just beginning in our Renfrew County Catholic District School Board at that time. And myself and one other teacher drove around to the 20 elementary schools all over the county and started this music program. And from 2009 to now, we went from two teachers to now we have 6.5 music teachers that are elementary music specialists, trained in music, have music degrees, many of them, or special extra courses to be able to be qualified in music. And we're like the joy of the board. Everyone loves to see the music teacher come into the room. I'd say it was a very tough slog. Back in 2009, we constantly were having to justify and advocate for our program and its continuation. And we were very fortunate to have some members of the administration team who were very staunch supporters. So we were very grateful for that. And I guess, yeah, that would be the accomplishment, is that we have grown and continued now for 12 years.
That is a pretty great accomplishment, and especially being able to provide all those opportunities and musical opportunities for people who are learning and experiencing, like you said, maybe music for the first time. So obviously, again, the pandemic has probably thrown some challenges into teaching. What have you had to deal with through the COVID-19 pandemic, and how have you overcome some of the challenges?
So COVID-19 was quite an interesting curveball to throw at music teachers all around the world. We were, as research was coming out last spring through the first lockdown, it was basically told to us that there was not going to be indoor singing allowed. We would not be allowed to use any shared musical instruments just because of the sanitation that would be required for each instrument between children. And we would likely not be allowed to use our own music room spaces that several of us have in the schools. So it was incredibly difficult at first, trying to wrap my head around how am I going to teach without singing, which is such a cornerstone of my program, being a trained singer myself, and without being able to put instruments in each kid's hands. So, I mean, the team of the 6.5 music teachers that work for our board, we were constantly communicating over the summer and even into the fall here, you know, bouncing ideas off each other, trying to figure out, like, okay, how can we sort of flip our curriculum to make this still something that the children are excited about, interested in learning about, but that we have so many limitations placed on us now. Studying, practicing, and, like, performing music, especially as a group, obviously is going to offer more benefits than just listening to music. Just like playing sports would give you more physical and mental health benefits than just sitting there and watching them. So it was a really big job to figure out how we can make the non-performance-based aspects of our program still reach the children and bring them joy.
And I guess what are some of the solutions that you guys were able to come up with for students and through those, like you said, the challenging times and that to get them involved and get them with their instruments and involved.
So we've been working with body percussion a lot, which is basically making rhythms and instruments just using your own body, clapping, snapping, stomping your body. We have been doing a lot of studies of like music history and listening to great music of the past and expanding our students' appreciation of music, learning about composers, learning about bands from the past. I have one grade 6 class right now that is into a unit about Dolly Parton, who 90% of them hadn't even heard of her before. And so it's kind of fun for me to get to introduce this new generation to so many important artists.
That is pretty cool and funny to think that a lot of the younger generation probably don't know about some of these musical icons in our areas or our in the industry. So I guess that covers all the questions, or I have one more question to ask. And for anybody who might be considering a career in teaching, what advice would you have for them?
Well, that's a great question. And I would say one of my mantras or one of my mottos is go into everything with an attitude of gratitude. So I wake up every morning and I'm just like marveling at the fact that I get to go in and get paid to make children smile and laugh and learn creativity. And some days, you know, the fact that I love children so much might not be enough. I'm still going to lose my patience. It's going to be a trying, difficult day. But to be able to turn around then the next day, not take those hard days personally, and go back with that sense of gratitude that you get to be a teacher. You've been chosen to do something in your life that is exceptional, because you have this, it really is a superpower, I would say, to shape the young minds and hearts of the people in our community. And that's something that we should never, ever take for granted. So have that attitude of gratitude and let that be your guiding principle every day, even on those hard teaching days when your lesson plans are not running the way you expected and the kids are not receiving it as you hoped they would. Just be grateful.
You probably have had a lot of that, especially through the COVID-19 pandemic with lesson plans not going according to plan and stuff like
you
that.
You are telling me.
So, again, that covers all the questions that I had. Was there anything else that you wanted to add or share?
I guess maybe I would just like talk about how special I feel that I get to see my students for such a long span of their lives. It's very kind of unique in a teacher situation that I get my kids for 10 whole years growing up. And so I get to watch my students grow into young adults from that very first day of kindergarten when they come in and they're so nervous and sometimes they're crying and they want to go home to their mothers. And I get to sort of open up the world of music to them. And then they go, I teach them until they're in grade 8 and they're moving off into high school, discovering like what they want to be in the world, what kind of person they're going to be. And it's often probably one of the hardest things every June is saying goodbye to that class as they move on from me every year.